Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a Jungle Hoover Stab in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart DNB way. Build a raw synth sound, resample it to audio, then chop and shape it like a drum hit. This is a really classic jungle and drum and bass move, because a stab like this does more than just play a note. It adds attitude, tension, and rhythm. It can answer the snare, punch through a breakbeat, or become that hooky little moment that makes a drop feel alive. And here's the big beginner win. You do not need some super complex sound design setup to make this work. In fact, a simple patch often works better, because once it's resampled, you can treat it like an audio tool instead of a synth patch. That gives you way more control over timing, texture, and arrangement. So let's set the scene first. Start your project around 172 BPM. That's a really comfortable jungle and DNB tempo to work in. Drop in a basic breakbeat or program a simple drum pattern so you always hear the stab in context. That part matters a lot. A sound can feel huge on its own and then suddenly be too bright, too long, or too messy once the break comes in. So always test it against drums early. For this lesson, keep the project simple. One drum group, one bass track, one MIDI track for the stab source, and one audio track for resampling. That's enough to get the workflow happening without distractions. Now on your MIDI track, load Waveitable or Analog. If you're new, Waveitable is a great choice because it gives you movement quickly. Start with a saw wave on oscillator 1. Then add another saw wave or a bright Waveitable on oscillator 2, and to tune it slightly. You want that buzzy, tense, classic Hoover character, but not something so wide it turns into mush. Set your voices somewhere around 4 to 8 if you want a thicker, chord-like feel. Keep the filter simple at first, either low pass or band pass, with a bit of resonance. Then shape the amp envelope so it behaves like a stab, not a pad. Fast attack, short decay, low sustain, and a fairly short release. A good starting point is attack around 0 to 10 milliseconds, decay around 200 to 600 milliseconds, sustain very low, and release around 50 to 150 milliseconds. The exact numbers are not sacred, but the feel is important. You want something short, punchy, and a little aggressive. For the notes, try something in a darker range like D minor, F minor, or a minor. Mid-range notes usually work best for this style. You could try notes like F3, G3, BB3, or A3, C4, D4. The goal is not to write a big melody right now. The goal is to create a stab that has presence and can sit over the drums without fighting the sub. Now let's add movement, because a Hoover sound needs motion to feel alive. You can do this with a little filter modulation, a bit of pitch movement, or subtle drift. If you're using Waveitable, try mapping an LFO to the filter cutoff. Keep the rate fairly slow, maybe around 1/8 or 1/4, and keep the amount subtle. You want the sound to breathe, not wobble like a bassline. If the synth has unison or drift, a little of that can help too. The key idea is that the stab should feel unstable in a musical way. That slightly buzzing, shifting edge is part of the classic character. If you want a bit of bite on the front of the sound, you can also add a very small pitch envelope or a tiny pitch movement at the attack. Just enough to make it snap a bit harder. Keep it tasteful. The Hoover should feel exciting, not chaotic. Before resampling, give the sound a light effects chain so the printed audio already feels like part of a DNB production. A really practical chain is saturator, EQ8, maybe a touch of chorus ensemble or phaser flanker, and then glue compressor if needed. Use the saturator lightly, just enough to add grit and density. Then use EQ8 to clean out the low end, because this sound should live above the kick and sub. A high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is usually a good starting point. If there's a harsh area, maybe in the upper mids, make a small cut rather than trying to brighten everything. You want the stab to feel exciting in the mids, not oversized in the low end. In DNB, low end space is sacred. If you use chorus ensemble, keep it subtle. A little width is nice, but too much can smear the punch. And if the patch is peaky, a touch of glue compressor can help even it out. You're not trying to crush it. You're just giving it a little more control before it gets printed. Now for the key workflow move, resampling. Create an audio track and set it to record the resampled output. In Live 12, you can use resampling or route the synth track into the audio track. Arm the audio track, play your MIDI pattern, and record a few bars. This is where the magic starts to happen, because now the sound becomes audio. That means you can trim it, reverse it, slice it, and reshape it like a drum hit. In jungle and DNB, that's a huge advantage. You're no longer locked into the synth patch. You've captured the character, and now you can edit the result. Record a few different passes if you can. Maybe one clean version, one with filter movement, and one with a little more effect motion. Don't worry if they're not perfect. In this style, a little imperfection often becomes the cool part after you slice and process it. Once you've got a good take, consolidate the best hits so you have a clean audio clip to work with. Now we move into the drum style editing part. You can drag the audio into Simpler and set it to one shot, which is a great beginner workflow. Then tighten the start and end points so you catch the transient and trim away any unnecessary tail. If the sound lingers too long, shorten it. A jungle stab should hit, speak, and get out of the way. If you prefer, you can also edit it directly as audio by cutting the clip into a short stab and trimming it to fit the groove. Either approach works. The main thing is that the sound now behaves like a percussive element. Try placing the stab on offbeats or as a response after the snare. A classic jungle move is call and response. So if your snare is hitting on 2 and 4, try putting the stab on the offbeat after the snare or at the end of a 2-bar phrase. That little push and pull makes the rhythm feel alive. This is a really important mindset shift. Think of the stab as percussion first, synth second. If it doesn't help the groove, simplify it. Now let's give it more impact with drum style processing. On the resampled audio, try drum bus for density and punch. A little drive can make the stab feel more aggressive, and a touch of crunch can give it some edge. Keep boom low or off, because we do not want to fake sub energy here. The sub and kick need that room. Then use EQ8 again if needed. High pass around 100 to 150 Hz if there's still a necessary low end. If the stab feels thin, a small boost in the low mids or upper mids can help. If it feels sharp or piercing, notch down a bit around 3 to 6 kHz. Utility is also very useful here. You can control width and check how the stab behaves in mono. Often in this style, a narrower low mid range with wider highs works really well. Wide enough to feel exciting, but not so wide that it turns cloudy or disappears when collapsed to mono. At this stage, you should start hearing the stab as part of the drum kit, not just a synth sound. Now let's make a few variations, because arrangement movement is everything in jungle and DDNB. A single stab can work for a moment, but multiple versions keep the track feeling alive. Make a clean main stab, a dirtier version with more saturation or filter movement, and maybe a reversed version for transitions. You could also create a filtered version for intros or buildups. That means your arrangement could look something like this. A muted or filtered stab in the intro. A reversed stab leading into the drop. The main stab answering the snare in the first drop. Then a dirtier, wider version for the switch-up later on. This is a classic way to create energy without constantly changing the whole sound. You're just changing the presentation. That's a very DNB-friendly approach. Now check the stab against the full drums and bass line. This part is huge. You want to listen for whether the stab is clashing with the snare, masking the res, or feeling too long. If it's too busy, shorten it a little. If it feels late or early, move it slightly. Tiny timing shifts can make a big difference in groove. And if your track feels more human when the stab sits just behind the beat, trust that. In this genre, pocket matters a lot. Sometimes the slightly lazy placement is exactly what makes it feel heavy. You can also use groove pool, if you want to give it a bit more swing or a more natural breakbeat feel. Just use that carefully. The goal is to support the break, not fight it. Now for automation, which is where you make the section feel like it's evolving. Try opening an auto filter cutoff as you approach the drop, then snapping it open when the main section lands, or add a short echo throw on the last stab of a phrase. You can also automate reverb only on transition hits, not on every stab, so the arrangement gets bigger without getting washed out. A really nice beginner move is to automate stereo width too. Narrow in the intro, wider in the drop. That alone can make the arrangement feel more intentional. Once you've got one version working, save the whole setup as a rack or preset. That way you can reuse the workflow in other tracks. And honestly, that's one of the biggest advantages of resampling-based sound design. It's fast, flexible, and very reusable. A few common things to watch out for. Don't leave too much low end in the stab. Don't make it too long. Don't overdo the stereo width. Don't distort it so hard before resampling that it turns into harsh noise. And most importantly, don't forget to audition it with the drums. A great DNB stab has to work in the groove, not just sound cool in solo. If you want to push it further later, try resampling multiple versions at different filter positions. Make one bright, one mid, and one darker. Or try a subtle reversed ghost stab before the main hit. You can also layer a very quiet, filtered version underneath the main stab for extra motion. Here's a good mini practice challenge. Set your project to 172 BPM. Program a simple two-bar breakbeat. Build a Hoover stab with wavetable or analog using saw waves and a short envelope. Add saturator and EQ8. Resample about 8 bars. Then slice the best hit into simpler or trim it directly in audio. Write a two-bar pattern where the stab answers the snare. Make one variation with a reverse stab or a filtered version. And finally, check the whole thing in mono and adjust the width if needed. The goal is simple. By the end, you should have a stab that feels locked to the break, not just floating over it. So to recap, start with a simple bright synth patch, shape it into a tense Hoover, resample it to audio, and then edit it like a drum element. Keep the low end clean, focus on mids and movement, and use the stab rhythmically with the breakbeat. Then make a few variations so your arrangement can breathe.